From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A day after releasing a statement announcing it was disbanding, the Libyan Islamist government in Tripoli reversed course Wednesday. The Prime Minister of the National Salvation Government urging ministers to stay at their posts and not cede authority to a new UN-backed unity government. The reason for the change, unclear, but may reflect a division within the Tripoli regime. Zubair Iqbal is a resident scholar with the Washington-based Middle East Institute.
It's quite clear that some of the militias who were supporting the Salvation Government did not like the idea of folding up and accepting the UN-supported government, the management, Siraj management. And they're a fairly strong militia because they're the ones who provide protection to the movement of oil, crude oil, that Tripoli government sells.
The Tripoli-based authority Tuesday said it was disbanding to cede authority to the unity government. The UN-backed government of national accord, headed by Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj, arrived at a Tripoli naval base last week. Libya has been in chaos since longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi was ousted and killed in 2011. Rival armed factions have spent the last 5 years trying to grab power and take control of the country's lucrative oil industry. The Syrian army and its allies have launched a major attack on the village of Tel el-Ais, south of Aleppo, overrun earlier this week by al-Qaeda-linked rebels. The Syrian ground offensive is said to be backed by heavy and concentrated airstrikes. Pro-government forces have been bolstered by recent battlefield successes, including the recapture of the ancient city of Palmyra from Islamic State fighters. The al-Qaeda affiliate, the al-Nusra Front, and the IS group are not covered by the country's cessation of hostilities, which went into effect 6 weeks ago. This is VOA News.